Today, we'd like to see the title of No Wisdom Against the Lord in Proverbs chapter 20 and 21. To the souls on this online world through podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 20, verse 9, who can say, I have made my heart clean? I am pure from my sin. What does it mean? And what can you learn from here? Question 2. In chapter 20, verse 22, do not say, I will recompense evil. Wait for the Lord, and He will save you. What does it mean? And what can you learn from here? Last question, chapter 21, verse 30. There is no wisdom or understanding or counsel against the Lord. What does it mean in the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? Solomon the king wrote 3,000 Proverbs, but on the book of Proverbs, the 29 of 31 Proverbs are recorded in the Bible. And he wrote 1,005 songs, but on the book of Psalms, 2 over 150 Psalms, maybe Psalms 72 and 127, are recorded in the Bible. In the light of 1 Kings, chapter 4, verse 32, he spoke 3,000 Proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. In the last time in Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 29, judgments are prepared for scoffers and beatings for the back of fools. Scoffers reserve judgment and fools reserve their backs to be beaten. All of them will stand before judgment of the Lord after all last breath. Chapter 20, verse 1, wine is a mock, strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. Drunken state with the wine or alcohol is dissuaded except stomach ache or health purpose. It can influence your body. It is lawful for you, but it doesn't edify. I want a life completely committed to God without under its influence. Cross-reference right there. Verse 2. The wrath of a king is like the roaring of a lion. Whoever provokes him to anger sins against his own life. So, don't make a king angry. Verse 3. It is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel. Don't get involved in strife, because a wise person can find a way out of a quarrel. Verse 4. The lazy man will not plow because of the winter. He will be during harvest and have nothing. Solomon, the author, showed many causes of the lazy person. The laziness of the lazy person causes not to plow with the excuse of cold weather. During harvest, he would not receive any crop, even if he begs. Verse 5. Counsel in the heart of man is like a deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Draw out wisdom from persons or sources, such as counsels, teachings, search engines, and so on. Note, wisdom is the understood known word of God applicable to an open door or a situation. Verse 6. Most men will proclaim each his own goodness, but who can find a faithful man? Most people brag about how good they are, how smart they are, or what they did. But it is a bottom line, who is faithful? Verse 7, the righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. The man who lives by faith walks in his integrity, honest over of righteousness, and his children follow after him as a law mother. Verse 8, a king who sits on the throne of judgment scatters all evil with his eyes. God makes a king a judge who makes judgment according to God's word. And so all evil is destroyed by his judgments. Verse 9, question 1. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? No one, because you can't cleanse your own heart of evil. That's the word of God's Spirit. My heart has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. He's the one who has washed me from my sin. Verse 10, diverse weights and diverse measures, they not both alike an abomination to the Lord. Put a profit by cheat, a merchant has two or more weights or measures. The weights or measures of purchase proceeds are different from the things of the sale proceeds for his or her fraudulent profit. God hates any lie or dishonest because it is impossible for God to lie. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. Verse 11. Even a child is known by his deeds, whether what he does is pure and right. Even a child knows what the character flows or what needs to be worked with. A parent needs to start diminishing from here. Verse 12, the hearing ear, the seeing eye, the Lord has made them both. We have the ear to hear and the eye to see. They have come from God. 13, do not love sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes and you will be satisfied with bread. Here is another cause of a lazy man with verse 4. Don't oversleep. Get up and go to work. 14. It is good for nothing, cries the buyer. But when he has gone his way, then he boasts. A dishonest purchase of goods. You depreciate the goods and you bought at cheaper price. Then, man, what a deal like God. Against the character of Christ, has a not dishonest character. But true character, and so a person like Christ or a Christian should not have any dishonest character either. Verse 15, there is gold and multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. God and gold and rubies are precious, but the lips of knowledge or the words of knowledge are like a precious jewel. The latter things are imperishable, but the former things are perishable. Verse 16, take a garment of one who is a surety for a stranger, and hold it as a pledge when it is for seductress, surety or guarantor for debt over a known person, is bound to pay the offer timely by the creditor over the debtor or a stranger. Surety is like a pledge or collateral for a seductress. Bread gained by deceit is sweet to a man, but afterward his mouth will be filled with gravel. You might enjoy your gain by deceit, but in the end, it is going to be like a mouthful of gravel. Verse 18, plans are established by counsel, but wise counsel wage war. Purposes are established with counsel. Before battle, you take wise counsel about it for victory. Without careful consideration, you would lose in the battle. For example, open the door or shut the door by your Lord. Examine the door. Given talents or time. Applicable written word of God and for God's glory or human profit. 19. He who goes about as a talebearer reveals the secrets. Therefore, do not associate with one who flatters with his lips. Avoid those who reveal secrets or who flatter with their lips. 20. Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in the deep darkness. When a child becomes so rebellious, he begins to curse his parents. Their lamp will be put out in the obscure darkness. 21. An inheritance gained hastily at the beginning will not be blessed at the end. Hastily gained without careful consideration, like drug traffic, the house will not be blessed in the end. 22. Do not say, I will recompense evil. Wait for the Lord and he will save you. Don't go around threatening to get even, but just commit it to the Lord, because vengeance is God's, and God will repay. Let the Lord take care of it. Verse 23, diverse ways are an abomination to the Lord, and dishonest skills are not good. See verse 10, diverse ways and measures. 24, a man's steps are over the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way? God's sovereign over my life. He is in control. He's guiding, directing my life. Often I don't know what God is doing. I don't know what the purpose of God is. But I just have to trust in the Lord. God has a purpose and a plan in it. Verse 25, it is a snare for a man to devout racially something as holy and afterward to reconsider his vows. Vows are serious to God. Abstain from vowing beyond your knowledge. When you feel something racially or without serious consideration as holy, and then you vow to devote it to the Lord, it is surely the quiet over you, and so it's a snare for you. For example, in a heretic conference, he vowed to dedicate his house hastily to the Lord for mission field. Verse 26, a wise king sifts out the wicked and brings the threshing wheel of them. The wheel of justice grinds slow, but exceedingly fine. So wise king will bring this wheel of justice over the wicked. 27, the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. The spirit of a man is the deepest part over your being. The spirit of God is searching it. like the lamp of the Lord to show or reveal it. 20. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and by loving kindness he upholds his throne. Mercy, truth, and loving kindness are important for a king. They preserve the king and uphold his throne. 29. The glory of a young man is their strength, and the splendor of old man is their gray head. The merit of a young man is strength, while the merit of old man is a gray head or long life experiences. 30. Blows that hurt cleanse away evil, and the stripes that inner depth of the heart. To cleanse away evil from inner part of a person's life, we had used the blows or stripes as a discipline method, while today we use it in different ways in most countries. 21. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. God is sovereign. God is in control, even over the king's heart. God turns it however he wills. For example, God used to judge and punish Israel, the northern kingdom, for idolatry with Assyria, the evil instrument. Later, God destroyed Assyria through Babylon, showing Assyria under God's control. 2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. We can make an excuse or justify anything we do. There was a reason for it, but God knows the motive or the heart. Verse 3, to do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Without hearts for God, the sacrifice doesn't please God. The hearts for God are the heart to do righteousness and justice, the heart to obey God, the heart to do justice, mercy, and faith. Most love for God. For example, God said over a period of time in Israel that he abhorred their sacrifice because they were just doing, but they were deliberating rebellion against God. For a haughty look, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked are sin. A haughty look or high look comes out of the proud heart. The proud heart causes you to rely upon yourself. You don't rely upon any others or even God. You are disobedient to God. That's why God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Everything the wicked do is sin. So the plowing of the wicked is sin. Verse 5. The plans of the diligent led surely to plant, but those of everyone who is hasty surely to poverty. There is the contrast commanding of a diligent person, while there is the constant condemning of a lazy person. The diligence causes plenty asset. His decision without careful consideration causes poverty. Verse 6. Getting treasures by a lying tongue is the fleeting fantasy of those who seek death. Here is dishonest issue again. See chapters 20, verse 10 above. Getting treasure by deceit, fraud, lies is an emptiness like a fleeting fantasy of those who seek death. Mirage. Verse 7, the violence of the wicked will destroy them because they refuse to do justice. The wicked will ultimately be destroyed by his own violence according to just judgment. 8, the way of a guilty man is perverse, but as for the pure, his work is right. Perverse man is contrast with a pure man. Verse 9, better to dwell in a corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman. The life with a harmonious or peaceful woman, even in a corner of a housetop, is better than the life with the contentions or a brawling woman in a house. 10. The soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. The inner heart of wicked is desire for evil, and so his neighbor doesn't get the favor from the wicked person. 11. When the scoffer is punished, the simple is made wise, but when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. When the scoffer or the arrogant or the proud is punished, the simple or the fool learns a wisdom from the punishment. But when the wise person is instructed, he receives knowledge, because knowledge begins to wisdom. The wise person would get more wisdom. 12. The righteous God wisely considers the house of the wicked, overthrowing the wicked over their wickedness. The righteous God considers the wisely the wicked, ultimately bringing them to death and overthrowing to the lake of fire beyond the death. 13. Whoever shuts his ears to cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard. Solomon takes up so many causes of the poor in the Proverbs. Here is another cause. If you stop your ears at the cry of the poor, then when you are in need and are crying, there will be no one to listen to you. 14. A gift in secret pacifies anger and bribe behind the back strong wrath. So it's the way to appease. Watch for a bribe or a gift. A bribe is an illegal or dishonest gift. Most husbands to take some flowers home. 15. It is a joy for the just to the justice, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. Don't you feel good when you've done right things? When you commit iniquity or sin, it will be full-grown destruction or death unless you confess it before the faithful Lord. 16. A man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. If you wander out of the path of understanding, the known word of God, you will live in the community of the spiritual dead people. 17. He who loves the pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. The person who lives for pleasure or who loves wine and oil will not save anything, resulting in poverty. 18. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, the unfaithful for the upright. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and shall be the unpatient. Unfaithful shall be a ransom for the upright. For example, Achan's trespass about secret possession of spoils caused Israel defeat at Ai. After Israel removed all evil out of their camp, they were able to make Ai fall. Here the wicked or unfaithful Achan became a ransom for the righteous or the upright. 19. Better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. See the verse 6 above. The life with the harmonious or peaceful woman is blessed. 20. There is a desirable treasure and oil in the well of the wise, but a foolish man squanders it. The importance is saving for the future. Unlike the wise man, the foolish man spends everything he had, such as foolish virgins. 21. He who follows the righteous and the mercy finds life, righteousness, and honor. Whoever seeks righteous and mercy is going to find the life, righteousness, and honor. If you seek first his kingdom and righteousness, all these things, not only tangible things, but his intangible things shall be added to you according to his good purpose. 22. A wise man scales the seat of the mighty and brings down the trustee, the stronghold. Wise men carefully scale the seat of the mighty, not hastily, without careful observation of the city, and brings down the stronghold. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble. How many times have you gotten in trouble because you said something? It is wise to be slow to speak. 24. A proud and haughty man, scoffer is his name. He acts with arrogant pride. Shabbat verse 4. 25. The desire of a lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. You are too lazy to work, so the desire of laziness kills you. Verse 26. He covets greedily all day long, but the righteous gives and does not spare. To covet is a sin. To give away to the needy people or to be generous is a divine character of agape love. 2. The sacrifice over the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings at wicked intent? God knows your heart. Sacrifice must follow the heart of God, which is the heart to do righteous and justice, the heart to obey God, or the heart to do justice, mercy, and faith. See verse 3 above, cross-reference here. Verse 28, a false witness shall perish, but the man who hears him will speak endless, consistently. The lie testimony, inconsistent with the fact, is disproved by the witness testimony, consistent with the fact. 29. A wicked man hardens his face, but for the upright, he establishes his way. The wicked get hardened in their hearts. Often they get hard on their face, but the one who works brightly before God works his way, being established by God, without his hardened faith. 30, question 3. There is no wisdom or understanding or counsel against the Lord. Now it is an important proverb that we all should take and really put to heart. Any human wisdom, understanding or counsel is not against the Lord, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man. Can the unlimited God, the Creator, be compared with the limited humans, the creatures? Absolutely not. 31. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is of the Lord. Then the horse was used for battle. All our preparation for any tasks is useless without God. Don't look to material thing or whatever first, but look to the Lord first. So all cross-reference right there, you know, continue to keep on prayer for a mission, especially AI book. You know, this one is Living Epistle with AI. AI, you know, just tool. So a lot of help for you to understand the God's word. And keep on praying at the end of this month, you know, Peru mission tour. So thank you so much for everything. May God bless you. Let's sing all together Maranatha song on brochure.